The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda fall 4-1 here at Bakersfield as their three-game road winning streak comes to an end. They scored the game's first goal in the opening 5 minutes, but it was all Condors after that point. Matt Tompkins outstanding. He's spearheaded what turned out to be a penalty kill for the Condors. They go 6-for-6. Seth Griffith, the big game, he had 3 points. Max Jones back in the Condor lineup from Edmonton. He had a big night as well, had a couple of points. And the Bakersfield Condors continue to roll on home ice. They pick up their 10th win of the year on home ice. They move within 3 points of the Barracuda in the Pacific Division. Bakersfield is now 15-10-5 on the year. Good for 35 points. The Barracuda stay put at 38 points. They are now 18-11-1-1 on the year. Well, let's recap this game. Certainly started off well for John McCarthy's team. Philip Bystead potted his second in as many games, sixth in his last seven, and the Barracuda were off and running in the opening 5 minutes. Time for the goal at 4:19 for Bystead, assisted by Cam Lund and Cole Clayton.
On for Lund. Now Tompkins up the wall, laid along. Here's a chance for the Cuda. Bystead, he scores! Bystead rips it past Tompkins, and the Barracuda draw first blood. 4 minutes and 19 seconds into this first period.
Bystead is 10th of the season, and the Barracuda were off and running in the first period. But Bakersfield would answer. Max Jones, the recipient of a great pass from Seth Griffith after Griffith stripped the puck away from Braden Hache. And Jones would wire home the feed to tie things up at one apiece. Time of the goal for Jones is sixth of the year at 8:48 of period number one.
Barracuda win it back. LaBerge takes it away from Max Jones, the former number one pick of the Anaheim Ducks in his first full season under contract with Edmonton. Now Griffith steals the puck from Hache, and they score! Jones rips it past Skarik. Hache barking over at the referee. No call made, and we're all tied up at 1-1.
So Max Jones ties the score at 1-1. The game would get a little more testy, if you will. And we'd see three different fights. This was the first of three as a big open ice hit by Josh Brown would draw the attention of Barracuda forward Jimmy Huntington. And although Jimmy Huntington 5 inches shorter than Brown, he answered the bell and dropped the gloves in the first period with the game tied at 1-1.
Ice, big open ice hit there on Afanasyev. A little bit of a suicide pass. Really no chance for Afanasyev. Now Huntington's going to come over and drop the gloves with a much larger Josh Brown. Good on Jimmy Huntington. Certainly giving up a lot of size here, but he's going to step in against Brown. Those two connect. Huntington holding on here. Brown trying to get his right arm free. Brown lands with a straight right. Huntington trying to uppercut. Brown over the top. Brown with a couple of right jabs. Huntington again an uppercut. Brown drives him into the near side wall. Now he's starting to chuck a couple of rights. Getting good on Huntington for stepping in there. Huntington 6 foot. Josh Brown, he's a behemoth. He's 6'5". But good on Jimmy Huntington again for stepping up for his teammate. A big open ice hit, a clean hit.
That was the first of what would be a game that we saw three separate fights in the contest. But again, good on Jimmy Huntington stepping up for his teammate Igor Afanasyev after a big open ice hit. The game would remain tied at 1-1 after one. So goals from Philip Bystead and Max Jones, but just 2:18 into the second period, Robbie Jarventi would turn out to be the game winner on a snipe upstairs past the glove hand of Jakub Skarik.
Jones is going to skate it up the ice with speed over the blue line, opens up to protect Now Jarvente shoots and scores. Robbie Jarvente goes upstairs on Jakub Skorik. And the Bakersfield Condors have their first lead of the game. It comes 2 minutes and 18 seconds into the second period.
That would turn out to be the only goal of the second period. Condors taking a 2-1 lead into the intermission. Shots in that second were 11 aside. So we'd go into the third. The game's still very much up in the air. And it was the Condors in the third who would all but put the game away on a goal from Klattenberg on another great set of feed from Seth Griffith, as Connor Klattenberg would score his first since November the 1st to make it 3-1 Bakersfield. Time of the goal in that third period from Klattenberg, his second of the year, at 8-1 from Griffith in Marjala.
Good stick there, and it skated back up the surface and over the line. Griffith, seam pass, he has him in. Coming down the left side, Klattenberg, he scores! Klattenberg, the recipient of another beautiful pass from Griffith, and he beats Skorik on the glove side to give the Condors a bit of breathing room here in this third period.
Yeah, that was a big, big goal because the Barracuda just couldn't get their offense going tonight. It would make it 3-1 at the time, and then Griffith, who already had 2 points, would seal the win with this empty netter at 17:07.
Grip back into the neutral zone, thrown to the open net, and Seth Griffith scores. The Condors extend their lead to 3 with 2:53 left here in the third period.
That would be our final score. Seth Griffith with the empty netter at 17:07, his third point of the game. And again, he continues to torment the Barracuda up to 49 career points in 44 career contests against San Jose. The winning goaltender, Matt Tompkins, he was sharp. 30 stops on 31 San Jose shot attempts. He is the winning goaltender, and his record now improves on the season to 9-5-3. The losing goaltender is Jakub Skorik. Skorik's record now drops to 10-5 on the season. Final score 4-1 in favor of Bakersfield. Final shots 31-27, with the Barracuda having the edge in that department. But the big key to tonight's game was San Jose's inability to capitalize on the power play. 0-6 in the game on the power play. Bakersfield 0-1 themselves on the manpower advantage. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 19 minutes, 5,078 sought here at the Dignity Health Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Seth Griffith, always seems to elevate his level of play against San Jose at 3 points. A goal, 2 helpers, a +2 rating, 2 shots on net, and 2 penalty minutes. He is the number three star. The number two star, Matt Tompkins, outstanding in between the pipes, just solid all night long. 30 stops on 31 shots. He is the number two star. And the number one star, Max Jones, back in the American Hockey League. He finishes the game with a goal and an assist, a +2 rating, and 3 shots on net for the veteran forward. Barracuda will look to get back on track tomorrow. They'll get another crack at this Bakersfield team, as these clubs will run it back for the second of back-to-back games. We're on the air starting at 6:30. Sharks play at 1 against Tampa, so we will be on the audio network. You can find us on the Sharks 24-hour home, on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, or at sjsharks.com/listen, or where you can always find us, and that's sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on HLTV on Flow Hockey. Condors within 3 points of the Barracuda with tonight's 4-1 win. San Jose will look to get back into the win column tomorrow and pick up their first win of 2026. Their three-game road winning streak comes to an end. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether you listened or you watch, we sincerely appreciate it. And we hope you join us again tomorrow as the Barracuda are right back on the ice to take on the same Condor team here in Bakersfield. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Condors 4 and the Barracuda 1. We'll say so long and good night from the Dignity Health Arena in Bakersfield.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.